This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Lulu Garcia-Navarro, and it's time to play the puzzle. Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of The New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Lulu.
Now, I just want to bring something up. We got a lot of emails last weekend because I actually used a phrase that people got upset by. I said, you and me are going to be friends, when I was talking to our puzzle listener. And that is, as you know, incorrect grammar. And oops, I said you and me again. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
That's okay. We're just friends here. You can speak informally.
All right. Remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from listener Phil Maffa of Torrance, California. I said, think of a familiar four-word phrase that means to be last. Together, the first two words are a synonym for the last word. What phrase is it? And the answer is bring up the rear. Bring up and rear, both meaning to raise as kids.
We had over 1,500 responses, and the winner is Eric Bogren of New Orleans. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So this is also your first time submitting to the puzzle.
It is. I heard the contestant last week say the same thing, and I thought, why not?
Ah, you were inspired. That's great. Are you someone who is very into grammar and correct usage?
Yeah, my mother was a teacher, and my father is a writer and editor.
All right, so Oof. Then you and I will be friends.
yeah.
Are you ready to play the puzzle?
I am.
All right, take it away, Will.
All right, Eric, I'm going to give you two words. Change one letter in the first word to name a category of things, and change one letter in the second word to name something in that category. For example, if I said pedal, P-E-T-A-L, and copier, C-O-P-I-E-R, you would say metal and copper.
Okay.
There you go. Number one is stage, S-T-A-G-E, and maze, M-A-I-Z-E.
All right, let's see. Stage.
And try changing the man. Z of maze.
Maze. Main.
Yes.
And
what's main an example of?
Main and state.
State and main, is
state
it?
State and main.
That's it. Good one. Try this. Corn, C-O-R-N. And quartet, Q-U-A-R-T-E-T.
Let's see. Coin and quarter.
Oh, good. No hint needed. Dumber, D-U-M-B-E-R. And fort, F-O-R-T-E.
Number and...
Yes? You got it. Change the last letter of fort.
Fort. Number and four.
Not quite. Close. You have F-O-R-T-E. Change the E.
Right. Number and 40.
40, is it? Good. Ring, R-I-N-G. And charges, C-H-A-R-G-E-S.
All right. Ring and charges.
Here's your hint. Change the G of charges.
Let's see. Charges. Oh, wow.
Something that merry old England has, or used to have, rather.
There you go.
Oh, King and...
Yes?
Charles.
King Charles is it?
King Charles.
And here's your last one. Rationality. R-A-T-I-O-N-A-L-I-T-Y, rationality, and swims, S-W-I-M-S.
Let's see, rationality and swims, okay.
Change the first letter of rationality.
Nationality.
Yes.
And let's see, nationality. And
change the M of swims.
Swims.
It is a neutral country.
There you go.
Oh, Swiss. Nationality and Swiss.
Nationality and Swiss. You got it.
Yay. How do you feel?
That was fun, but wow, that's...
It was a hard one this week. I agree.
It was.
Yeah, for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition of the Pell Pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Eric, what member station do you listen to?
WWNO.
Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you. It was fun.
Good. All right. What's next week's challenge, Will?
Yes, in my trip to Europe 2 weeks ago, I visited a friend in Amsterdam, Peter Rittmeister, who literally has a puzzle on his doormat. Before you walk into his apartment, there's an original puzzle for you to solve. I was able to do it, so I'm going to see if you can. What number comes next in this series? 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 23, 28. So here's the series again. 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 23, 28. What number comes next in this series?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, November 22nd at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Lulu.
Support for the Sunday Puzzle comes from Field Notes, maker of vintage-styled, made-in-the-USA notebooks and related products. Their winter release, the Clandestine Edition, is all about codes and ciphers with puzzles to be solved. More at fieldnotes.com.